Hello, everybody. I'm George Milan, so thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Catherine Connolly, the presidential candidate. So being nominated in Sinn Féin has thrown its weight behind her because they were humming and hawing for months. Were they going to field their own candidate? They didn't in the end. I can't remember that Gaeilge woman from Ballymena they had last time, but she performed abysmally, like 6% of the vote. And that was a shocking result for one of the biggest parties in Ireland. You know, both in the Republic and the North, now the largest party in both jurisdictions. And it's a matter of time. They're going to win in the Oireachtas sometime. You know, they're going to be the governing party. I accept that. I dislike them. They're not evil. They were evil back in the 90s. We move on. That's a generation ago. It's not very pertinent anymore. So Catherine Connolly is a sort of a dime a dozen identikit leftist whom I don't want to win. I mean, Heather Humphreys is not as bad. I mean, Fine Gael is not necessarily a left-wing party. I used to identify with Fine Gael more, but the trouble is, so often they were in coalition with Labour. Some of that leftism rubbed off on them. There wasn't any right-wing libertarian party in the Republic of Ireland, Eurosceptic party I could identify with. I mean, there's that National Party, whatever it's called, run by, I can't remember his name, Justin someone or other. Is it Barrett? But that's too, you know, Gaelic nationalist. Eurosceptic than I though I am, and accept there's no possibility in the foreseeable future of us withdrawing from the European Union, or indeed reuniting with the United Kingdom. But I have to deal with it as it is, try and make the best of the EU, which ironically might mean deeper integration. So, I mean, who would I cast my ballot for? I mean, I know Mary Esteen, but I'm very unlikely she's going to be nominated. So, who is this Catherine Connolly? So she was the Teochta Dála for Galway West for quite a few years, and she's absolutely evil, a mass murderer like so many politicians, like most politicians in most countries. Republic of Ireland, we used to be better on this one, but we're just as wicked as most of the world now. So she's absolutely foul. Now, at least she's not thick like our terrible Taoiseach, who she's not as a dropout. So I've got to hand it to her. She's a barrister. So I suppose she doesn't have the excuse of stupidity for what she's doing. So she grew up in a working class family in Galway, the youngest of 14 children, which might have told her that, you know, a family having one more child is not the end of the world. Oh, this woman can't cope with one child, or she's got one, can't cope with two, the mother and father. Therefore, the kid must be murdered. No. So anyway, they didn't have much money. She was involved in the Labour Party from an early age. She's been a psychologist before she was called to the bar, and so on. So does the local council, very involved in the local community. And she was mayor of Galway. In case you don't know, Galway City is in County Galway. That's in Western Ireland. You know, Connacht is that Western province. It's the biggest city in Connacht, which is not saying much because Connacht got a very small minority, maybe 5% of the Irish population. And she's known Michael D. Higgins for years, was an academic at University College Galway. So she lent her imprimatur to him when he sought to contest the 2004 presidency. But that didn't happen in the end. He won in 2011 and obviously re-elected in 2018. He's having to retire next month because he will have served two full terms of 7 years each, 14 years in total. So yeah, so she's been involved. I mean, I suppose she's in politics for the right reasons. You know, she thinks she's doing good, but that's no excuse. You know, evil people might be genuinely committed to their wickedry, and she's one of them. So she's friends of Claire Daly, one of the left-wing extremists in Dáil Éireann. They visited Damascus, where they were absolute dupes of President Bashar al-Assad, and just went on a propaganda tour with him and so on. So she's not quite an apologist for him, but she didn't castigate that absolute ogre as she ought to have done. So she was Leas Cann Camara of Dáil Éireann, which is to say, like deputy speaker. I realise most of my viewership won't be Irish, so you won't know what these are. Cann Camara, like literally head of the council, but she was the number two, as in chair of the debates when the Cann Camara couldn't be there. And so the Cann Camara now is a woman, if I've got that right, the first one to hold that office. Anyway, so she took the government on the mother and baby homes issue because, you know, through the 19th century, right up until the late 80s, there were these like maudlin homes and unwed mothers could go in there. used to be treated abominably and their children taken away from them, given up for adoption and so forth. So to find out about that, some of the children were given away, illegally without the mother's consent, and the mothers didn't give real consent, they were coerced and so forth like that. So she's said that she's for neutrality, and she doesn't want to support freedom in Ukraine and human rights in Ukraine, wants to surrender to Russian aggression. Now, I know Republic of Ireland, our armed forces are very small, very poorly equipped, and realize we sort of need to double the size of the naval service. We don't even call it a navy. There's severe manpower and woman power shortage. So I don't know how we're going to solve that. We allow citizens of any European Union country to join. I think we need to recruit more proactively, advertise in the more economically depressed countries like Bulgaria or whatever, where it might be considered a very tempting a salary. So anyway, so she's an ally of Claire Daly, who's also a sworn enemy of children. She's absolutely sick, though she is good on Gaza. So Claire Connolly, she's got people for profit, Richard Boyd Barrett behind her, the Social Democrats, 100% redress, and a number of the independent TDs and senators and stuff like that. So the Labour Party is behind her, which is her own party, and they have as well. So why is Sinn Féin not running their own candidate? I suppose they don't want that humiliation last time. It's very difficult to do as badly last time as they did. Their big beast, Mary Lou McDonald's the obvious one, who's been prominent for a quarter of a century. Or indeed they could get Michelle O'Neill to be emphatic of the oneness of Ireland. But that was a bit of a disadvantage for the butcher boy of the bogside. Martin McGuinness, very delighted to see him humiliated before he went to hell. And some people in the Republic say you're a foreigner, so it's actually a bit of a disadvantage. Emphasizes just how real partition is. And so this saves them money, saves them the risk, I suppose, but it's a bit cowardly they don't put up their own candidate. And Catherine Connolly's got quite a good chance of winning. Heather Humphreys is slightly more popular. I mean, I can't think why. And then there's Jim Gavin, who was big in the GAA. He's also a child murderer, so that's really sickening that they're very popular. And Maria Steen may not even make the grade. So, who else is Mairead McGuinness gonna be nominated for Fine Gael? I'm not quite sure because nominations close on Wednesday. They talk about Frances Black. Don't think she's gonna get to do it. Sean Kelly was Fine Gael, used to be a member of the European Parliament, but looks like it's not gonna be him. Now Bertie Ahern was Taoiseach for 11 years, pathological liar, dimwit, disgrace, thief. He's ruled himself out. Micheál Martin, cork man, and also child murderer. It's absolutely sickening, hypocrite. Now, some child murderers are sincere. They think that this murder is good and it's not murder at all. But he doesn't. And we know that because he only changes position when it's electorally advantageous. He's the lowest of the low, lower than pond scum. But he's not going forward. So Declan Ganley, yeah, I talked about it, and it's going to happen. So Kieran McCarthy, he was Lord Mayor of Cork. Who was going to seek nominations? Look like it's not going to happen. Gareth Sheridan, the businessman, likewise, and Peter Casey. Okay, so we shall see. Anyway, Catherine Connolly, I mean, she's got quite a good chance of only like three confirmed candidates, about 30%. Oh, right. Maria Steen is actually very close, but is it a definite no now? I think it is. She was trying to go through the local council routes rather than, TDs. Of course, a sitting president can nominate himself or herself if he or she's come at the end of just the first term. Obviously, Michael D. Higgins is not permitted to have a third go at it, 2 terms max. Thank you. Goodbye.